needs to be the admin strategy. So Paper E, who will be talking us through that one?
I think if I start off on that one, Tracy, that would be good. If we can take papers E and F together, I mean, basically, paper E shows statistics for last financial year up to the end of March. And you'll see in total, there were only 13 late payments across all of the employers for the whole of the year. So we've made some significant improvements, because in the previous year there were 49 late payments in the course of the year. So the biggest repeat offender, to be honest, is Wootton Bridge Parish Council, and the primary reason for Wootton Bridge Parish Council being the biggest failure to an extent is that they pay by cheque. And if you pay by cheque, the receipt, the cheque has to be received by the 19th of the following month. Whereas if you pay electronically, it has to be found, it has to be paid by the 22nd. So you'll see from the statistics, they were one day late in May, 2 or 3 days late in August, 6 days late in October, and 5 days late in April. Like, so not huge amounts of
late,
but consistent. And then, frighteningly, when you look on the current year's statistics, in April, Wootton Bridge Parish Council were late again, primarily because they pay a cheque and not getting it to us by the 19th. So, I mean, to be honest, the improvement in
Going forward, could you please click the engagement with iConnect,
the number of returns that are late will be significantly reduced. The number of payments that are late, we'll just have to rely on the employers continuing to do that. But we are talking to various employers that are paying by cheque to see whether they can update their processes and pay us electronically. But it is the town and parish councils that are generally paying by cheque. But the improvement in performance by the employers is significant over year on year. Happy to take any questions.
With Wootton, recognising it's probably a very small amount, but it's quite, it is like a repeat offender, aren't they, of late payments. Have they had any communication to remind them of the dates if they continue to pay by cheque?
Yes, and they have a representative of Wootton Borough Council, Wootton Parish Council, actually on the pension fund committee, which is Councillor Abraham. So he is embarrassed by this, but we are continuing to talk to them and encouraging them to get their information to us on a faster basis.
Right. Okay.
I think can I just mention something? Sorry, I've got can't get it on.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, can you hear me? That's fine. I was just going to mention that we do have three that pay by cheque, and obviously that's giving us a bit of a challenge from a team perspective, because we're not working from the office. We are collecting our posts every Friday that's been delivered, and one of the team is going in to actually scan it on and obviously put it into a folder. What we have actually done is we've sent an email now to those three to confirm if they could send it to another team within County Hall who actually posts it, because at the moment what we've got is we could have a 2 or 3 week delay from receiving the cheque to when it's actually cashed. So we are looking at that process, and hopefully it'll become a little bit more smooth the further into this we get.
Thank you.
Okay.
Does anyone have any queries or questions for Jo? Barbara, are you?
Yeah, we the internet dropped here, so we missed a few minutes. We came in just when you started talking about Wootton Parish Council. But on the previous page, on the payroll, pensioner payroll, I just had a query about the unresolved. What is that? That's on the D3.
Hold a second, I don't know. Sorry, Barbara, it's really difficult for me to get these up because I can't get the link, so...
Okay, it's pensioner payroll. It's a category of closing, the starters, leavers...
It could... It could be for the suspended ones that we've unresolved. So what we've had to do is suspend the pension because we've either got a gone away and we haven't got any response back.
So that's
all it is. It's just that it's the unresolved bit is that we won't, unless we get communication from the pensioner and a change of details, if it needs a change of details, then it will be unresolved until we get that information. We're, from a fraud point of view, we will not pay out. We will suspend the pension.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
So shall we move on to item six, the annual reports and accounts for the year end? Would that be Joe Cook or Joe Thistlewood?
Joe Cook, please, quickly.
Okay. The draft accounts are with the auditors at the moment. We're finishing